AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 1 year ago, an arson fire destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego.
And have sustained damage. The forward mast has collapsed, and the ship is listing.
A Navy report obtained by the AP calls the fire preventable and unacceptable. It lists 36 officers and sailors whose failings either directly led to the ship's loss or contributed to it. The report says an act of arson started the fire, but the ship was lost because of an inability to put out the fire. The report spreads the blame across a wide range of ranks and responsibilities. A top Haitian official tells the AP a gang that kidnapped 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group is demanding $1 million ransom per person. 16 of the abductees are American, one Canadian. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about it.
The FBI is a part of a coordinated U.S. government effort to get the U.S. citizens involved to safety. Also that the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince is coordinating with local authorities and providing assistance to the families to resolve the situation.
Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministry says the group was kidnapped, returning from visiting an orphanage. A judge in South Carolina denied bond for attorney Alex Murdaugh on the second set of charges he has faced since finding his wife and son dead last June. He's accused of stealing more than $3 million in insurance payments that were supposed to go to the sons of his longtime housekeeper, who died weeks after falling at the family's home. Ronnie Richter is an attorney representing the family of the housekeeper.
I really feel like the court appreciated the weight and gravity of this situation. It was important to demonstrate that influence and power does not create a second tier of justice in this state. And I think that weighed heavily on the decision.
The murder case involving Murdaugh's wife and son has not been solved. He's also facing insurance fraud charges after police say he tried to arrange his own death so his surviving son could get a $10 million insurance policy. This is AP News. The killing of British lawmaker David Amos is once again fueling concern about a program to try to keep young people from being radicalized.
Questions surfaced soon after Amos was stabbed to death Friday afternoon amid reports in the British media that the man arrested had been referred to the Prevent program several years ago, but was not currently on the Security Service's counter-terrorist watch list. The suspect is being held under the Terrorism Act on suspicion of murder, and police say he may have had a motivation linked to Islamist extremism. Under Prevent, Britons are asked to report anyone they suspect may be on the road to becoming radicalized so the person can get help. Zaria Shackley, London.
Washington State has fired football coach Nick Rolovich and four of his assistants for refusing a state mandate that all employees get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Rolovich became the first major college coach to lose his job over vaccination status. Ed Donahue, AP News.